Remember just a couple years ago when it was looked down upon to use diesel generators and electricity because they could cause climate change? Now all of a sudden things have grown quiet with the building of all these massive AI data centers. This is supposedly footage of one of those data centers firing up in Florida. It includes the unmistakable billowing of black smoke rising high into the air and all the climate change alarmists who insisted that climate change is an existential threat to humanity. Well, they've got duct tape over their mouths because you pretty much don't hear from them anymore. And I understand the argument. If we don't build AI data centers, China will do it and they'll do it faster and they'll take over with all this technology. They say you can resist AI data centers all you want, but our enemies will have that power and we won't. The arguments kind of boil down to, yeah, we know our enemies have guns, but we're going to continue to use swords and spears because that's the way we've always done things and we resist technological change. And I get that argument, but at what cost do we want to put our kids' future on the chopping block and risk some kind of Terminator Skynet scenario? Mike Adams from the Health Ranger has put together this global map of every data center under construction or planned for construction, and he says it shows a staggering 3,000 to 3,500 data centers being built or already announced to be built, consuming 190 gigawatts of power when completed. He says it will consume over 1,000 square kilometer miles of land and 15 plus billion liters of water each and every year. So we're using land, natural resources, we're drawing power, we're sucking up water with these AI data centers, and resources that are typically used to facilitate life in human beings is going to be diverted to technology, to AI, to robots, to drones. This is just one of many examples where people are standing up at these city council meetings expressing their concern for what's happening with the building of these AI data centers, the land that it's overtaking, the water that it's consuming, the electricity that it's drawing. And this is from Will Hollingsworth.
Mr. Hollingsworth, I know that you had your hand up to talk.
Hello, my name is Will Hollingsworth. I work at Reed Memorial Library, and thank you all for hearing me today. I'm not a cynic when it comes to technology. My love for it started when my uncle first sat me down at a beige Windows 95 computer and began teaching me HTML. This love of the digital shaped my career as I went on to become a programmer and a professional content creator. In my last job, I was the digital artist they trusted to do that kind of work. I was the one feeding Midjourney prompts to create the perfect commercial, training the very machine that would eventually replace me, as 3 months later, they would lay me off. I didn't just watch it happen, I was holding the tools when the tools were turned on me. I want to stress, I don't stand here as an enemy of progress. The thing is, when I look at the data center proposal, I don't see progress. I see a gamble where the big tech companies get the gold while Portage County foots the bill. Now, I know there are good faith arguments for this project. There are people in our community, informed, honest people, who will tell you that the modern data centers use what's called a closed loop system. They say the water is filled once and recycled forever. In a laboratory, that might be true, but we aren't living in a laboratory. We're living in Ohio. I can tell you that as the chips get smaller and AI demands get larger, the heat these machines generate is outstripping the closed-loop theory. To keep the servers from melting, a data center has to bleed the lines to remove toxic sludge, aka forever chemicals, and bleeding water needs to be evaporated. It does not stay in the loop. It evaporates into the sky by millions of gallons. The very place that laid me off was an organic mattress company, and while working for them, I actually learned a lot about forever chemicals. I got to see how the sausage gets made. I saw the inside of those so-called regulations. I saw how rigorous studies are often self-funded, a pay-to-play model where if you've got the cash, they'll give you the certificate. If a trillion-dollar company is funding the study that says their forever chemical runoff won't hit our water table, they aren't giving us the science, they're giving us a sales pitch. We're told that we have to accept this because we need big employers. We're told that if we don't say yes, we're driving away the future. But that's a false choice. A big employer who uses the water of 50,000 people, which by the way is a combination of both Kent and Ravenna, only hires about 10 people, is not an employer. They are an extraction. We are being asked to fund a 21st century luxury with a 19th century resource heist. We're being asked to sacrifice the lifeblood of our city so a trillion-dollar company can save a fraction of a cent on its margins. We're being asked to drain our reservoirs so a chatbot can write a poem or so our sheriff can generate a picture of himself standing next to Bigfoot. They want us to trust a trillion-dollar industry that tells us with a straight face that they can suck 5 million gallons of water out of our ground a day, use it as a liquid heat sink, and return it to our rivers without a single consequence. They are asking for a measured approach while they hide their actual usage behind secret contracts and NDAs. Ohioans have seen this trick played before. We know what happens when massive utility interests and black box energy deals gets fast-tracked behind closed doors. We're still paying the bill, literally, for the first energy scandal. We were told these bailouts were essential and measured too, and it turned out to be the largest racketeering plot in the history of our state. So when a trillion-dollar company asks for our water, our electricity, and our silence, we shouldn't just be asking for the facts. We should be asking who is really getting the kickback, and why is it our reservoir that's on the line? There is a reason the Ohio House just voted 88-0 to pause and study this industry. It wasn't an act of cynicism. It was an act of stewardship. They realize we cannot let these ghost towns move in then before we understand the damage they do to our grid and our water table. We are the county seat. We are the stewards of the Great Lakes Basin. Let Ravenna be the city that had the wisdom to say no to the bubble and yes to the basin. I am not a cynic when it comes to technology. I am a believer in community. I believe that a drop of clean water for a Ravenna child is worth more than a billion AI-generated images. Let us choose the child. Let us choose the community. Let us choose to keep our water where it belongs. Thank you.
There's a couple of notable things that he said as I was listening to this. I was holding the tools when the tools turned on me. It's a pay-to-play model. They aren't giving us the science. They're selling us a sales pitch. And it's a resource heist complete with secret contracts and NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. And you got to understand, the proposed building of these massive data centers is highly unpopular with the locals. I mean, these city council meetings are crammed with people who are very, very vocal about this. This one I hear is in Utah, and the county commission, despite what the locals said, passed this 40,000 acre, not 40,000 foot, 40,000 acre facility of Kevin O'Leary's in the state of Utah. This is 2.5 times larger than Manhattan. Listen to this.
All of this is false. Then why won't they let people talk? Why won't they let us ask questions? It's false. This is not real information. And we sit here like it's okay. It's a charade. It's a charade. It's false.
They don't want their land taken. They don't want their resources plundered. They don't want their waterways and their skies polluted. They don't want noise pollution. And yet these county commissioners just go through with the proposal anyway. And from what I understand, they have signed contracts and NDAs. And this is Kevin O'Leary telling people that he understands the objection, he understands the concern that people have, but he's convinced that the people who are standing up and resisting these data centers, specifically his data center, his 40,000 acre data center in Utah, all these people have been bussed in. They're not even locals.
How are you offsetting these environmental concerns?
Well, I'm actually the only developer of data centers on Earth that graduated from environmental studies. So I'm pretty aware of what these concerns are. They are around air, water use, heat, noise, pollution. So sustainability is at the heart of what we do in terms of all these proposals. We're not just Utah. We have 10,000 acres in Alberta, Canada, with the same concerns. And so we search for the best technology. There's many air-cooled turbines now. So you're blending in air-cooled versus water. There's so many different ways to generate power. We can also put a percentage of the power generation through solar, wind, and batteries, because the battery technology is 10x more efficient than it was just 5 years ago. So that's very helpful because it makes the cost of energy lower. So no one, you know, if you're an environmentalist and you don't care about that stuff, of course you protest, and that's what happens. I noted, what's happening in Utah right now is we think over 90% of the protesters are actually not people that live in Utah or Box Elder County. They're being bused in. And so people live in Utah aren't stupid. they see this happening, and they realize, why am I letting people from don't even live in my state make decisions for me, and I don't think it's going to work out for them. But there are professional protesters that are paid by somebody, I don't know who, and of course they use AI to generate this is what's kind of funny about it. If you look at the social media around the Utah proposal, much of it's AI generated, which I think is kind of hypocritical.
What's hilarious and ironic about this is that Kevin Leary's own post got community noted by X, where it says there is no evidence to support the claim that the protesters against O'Leary's project were bussed in or paid. The data center in Box Elder County will be 100% powered by natural gas, which O'Leary just so happens to leave out. And this person right here named Jessica, who says she's basically a local there in Utah, says, oh no, you don't. You don't get to play the whole bust in BS here. I was at that meeting yesterday. I live here and I'm sure as hell not paid. The normal people here, both liberals and conservatives, don't want that here. Spencer Cox doesn't speak for us, and neither do the three commissioners who were leading the meeting yesterday. This is our home you're talking about. It's not some money-making project like it is to you. And here's a short clip of the three commissioners that she was talking about were at the meeting in Utah last night. So what's really going on here? How do we stop it? Do we want to stop it? What are the negative ramifications of building these massive data centers in towns in Texas, in Utah, in Ohio? What's going to happen to our future in the next 10 years, the next 5 years? Are we talking about a Terminator T-800 Skynet scenario where the robots are going to come after us? We already know that we have the license plate readers from Flock Safety networking with Palantir that's constructing this AI data surveillance control and punishment grid against us, where there's facial recognition technology. If you're late on your registration on your car, they'll send a drone after you. They'll tag your vehicle. They'll come to impound your vehicle. They'll come to your door. They'll make you insecure in your persons, houses, papers, and effects against the Fourth Amendment. Where do we go with this thing? How do we as a people actually rise up and unite and create a better world for ourselves? Does the better world include robot dogs and spying drones and cameras on every street corner in America and, you know, across from churches and houses and on playgrounds? Leave your thoughts about this for the world and the Thought Police in the comments section below. If you like these videos, if you have something to contribute, please leave your comment in the comments section below. Like these videos, share these videos, and I will see you in the next one.